Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me this morning, once again, is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Last week, we did part one of this two-part series on broadband access to Minnesota's public schools, and Center for Rural Policy and Development has just recently published a report, or is publishing a report, that takes a look at this access and what it means to, in particular, rural Minnesota. And there are some differences between metro area schools and outstate schools in terms of the broadband access, the amount of pipeline these different school districts are getting. And you mentioned that virtually all of the school districts indicated that within the next couple of years, they're going to be seeking more access or more bandwidth than they currently have. I guess today what I thought would be interesting is to learn how students and faculty and staff at the public schools are using the internet for their classrooms and their education.
Well, we asked the technology coordinators that we talked to what the top five instructional and administrative uses are, you know, that they're using the internet for. And we found that the top one was pretty much state testing. And then that was followed by things like researching, showing videos in the classroom, because videos have now replaced tapes and movies, you know, the
and
old
film
movie
strips.
Projectors and film strips, yes. And there's also more and more interactive classes going on, interactive TV, the use of smart boards, interactive websites and things like that, which just take more and more capacity, this back and forth. And rural school districts are, this is proving to be a big boon for rural districts, because it lets them access educational opportunities for their kids that they might not be able to get otherwise. But it does take a lot of online capacity to be able to have this back and forth video going on. And of course, there's more and more state testing going on. And also things like just having access to school portals where parents can check on their students' grades and things like that. And in the office, the administration has to submit all their daily reports to the Department of Education, and it all has to be done online. And that's, you know, a large use of capacity right there, too. So they really have become dependent over the years on having their internet access.
Which is kind of like the rest of the world in many respects.
Yes, really. And so when we talk to them about, you know, what's the biggest problem that you have with getting more broadband access, you know, a higher speed, the number one answer was cost. Okay. And it was either cost of just getting the access or cost of building infrastructure. And that it's still an issue in rural areas, is getting that infrastructure that allows you to get more speed.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.